Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Well, hello, Kat. How you doing today?
Hey, Bruce. I'm doing just fine. I had a bit of a short weekend, but I had a great time having a dinner party with friends and watched the series finale of Game of Thrones. It's finally over.
So that's right. I forgot about it last week.
Yeah. I was one of those diehards till the end. It was a good time. How about you? Well, how was your weekend?
Well, I hope that was a lot more entertaining than the last show of Lost was for me, as I said last week, because I'm still bumming on that one.
I've never been a Lost fan myself. I've never seen the thing the whole way through, so I couldn't say for sure, but it had its moments, good and bad, so it is television at its finest there.
It left a mark on me, that's all I gotta say. That's why I stay away from those, but hey, glad you had a great one. And this weekend, it was a little mellow weekend. I was working, once again, Clusterfunk, we got the band and everything like that, and I was working on music for that and getting everything together, doing folders and all that good stuff that you get to do when you start a band like that. I just worked on that, watched my grandson, and had a blast and had a good time. But this next weekend is what's coming up. Now, that's going to be the big one and everything like that.
Old Azalea Festival coming up.
The 80th one, too. You believe that? My goodness, the parade and everything like that. Yeah, this year the Pirates aren't marching in the parade. Mike was having some stuff and everything like that, problems. I don't think we have his truck right now and all that. So we just kind of decided to just... But is the Checo, that's right, we're talking about that. Did you find out if the Checo players are going to be marching?
Unfortunately, with how much I worked this week, I did not. Just have to go to the parade and see.
Yeah, that'll be it right there. Beautiful. Okay, well, hey, before we get going here, we've got some guests in the house, and I'm going to get this started off with the Oregon South Coast fisherman. Leonard Krug is in this time this week. You always got different representatives. That's great. It keeps it interesting.
Change it up. Keeps it fresh.
That's right, keeps it fresh. So what is going on in the fishing world, Leonard?
Right now the hot buzz topic is salmon. Our ocean salmon season opens the 25th of this month, Saturday. So I wouldn't look for a high catch rate right off the bat. They usually take a while to get in here, but they're close. They're out there. And the forecast is for improved salmon catching conditions this year out in the ocean, thank goodness, because we've had a couple of very slow years.
Yeah, but, that's an understatement right there, especially for this area, my goodness.
In fact, last week at our monthly club meeting, our theme to the meeting was salmon secrets, and we had Andy Martin come down and give a seminar on fishing and catching salmon. That was really a good meeting, and thanks in large part to you. We had a packed house again. So
very good. Yeah, Richard meetings. Talks about that last time he was on, so that was very good. Yeah, good deal. So, what is now the slamming salmon, I'm understanding that's going to be making a comeback and everything like that, so I've been seeing that. Is there going to be fishing around September and
Our
stuff
salmon season is going to go through that Monday of Labor Day,
okay.
So if they get their ducks in a row...
That's a go.
I'm not sure if it's a go or not yet, but I suspect it is.
I've been seeing stuff on Facebook and everything, and I know Chrissy Cooper is taking it over, and she's talking about 2020 with me, and everything, but I saw that there was stuff going on this year as well, so there we go. We've got something to look forward to and definitely announce as we get closer, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Things are looking pretty good for that. I should mention, too, June 5th, there's a meeting at the Chetco Public Library hosted by the ODF&W. And that topic is on salmon also, which concerns the probability of not having a bubble season this year in October due to the low returns last year of salmon, which they're at the bottom of their cycle, they're cyclical, and they might need a little break. Also, the delay of opening the river season till the river gets a little more water in it. Last year, the water was so low that the spawner escapement could have been much better. We didn't have a lot of fish. That coupled with the high flood stage waters and all the sediment from the fires, and so we just don't know what we're looking at. I think this year's return will be better than last year, but only the fish know for sure. But one thing that'll give us some insight to that is a lot of what the club does is a lot of the studying, monitoring, and assessing of these streams around here. In June, we will actually start seining the Chetco estuary and counting salmon smolt. And this has been going on for a lot of years, so that gives us a good indication of the spawner success rate. Mm-hmm. Also, we have the Windchuck River screw trap, which we'll set up probably next week and run that through the summer, and that allows us to count all the juvenile fish, especially the salmon outgoing migrants. And last year, there were a lot of juvenile fish. That's really a good sign, but it'll be interesting to see what we have this year.
Well, we can only hope that it progresses as time goes by, as the years go by, we just finally get it back to the way it was when I first came here. Shoot, the slamming salmon was a big thing, and salmon were all, we have fishermen here all the time, so I'd like to see that happen again.
Yep, that June 5th meeting at the Chetco Public Library, 6 to 7:30, that'll probably be a pretty packed house. People are pretty emotional about that, and everybody wants to give their opinion and hear the ODFW's opinion, so be there, be square.
Hey, and I went up to Bandon last week, and I was coming back down with my grandson, and that Arizona park there?
Arizona Pond.
Arizona Pond. Is that, now, are you guys going to be doing that again? When is that happening each month? Or?
We just did it for the last day of the year. That was Friday.
That was the last one for this year? Okay.
Yep, we had 60 kids come over from the Medford area and take part in that. And they were great. That was a ton of fun. But that's a huge success for
good
those.
Deal. So
most of those
be back
kids
next year.
Have never even been fishing before. So it introduces them to the outdoors. And like I've said before, the riparian enhancement part of the class and lots of things. That's
good.
A good deal.
I'll wait till next year then. My grandson just turned 4 and he wants to go catch a fish. So I want to take him trout fishing. That'd be perfect.
We'll bring him down to the Azalea Kids Fishing Ponds on Saturday.
Okay.
There's been generations of people doing that. That's
okay, I'll go
cool.
ahead and do that. That's good.
Cool
there you go, everybody out there. Yeah.
People come up, even our age, you know, saying that they went to that when they were a kid.
Very cool.
Their
so
kids,
you got
their grandkids
else?
Are bringing their grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah, one note of interest. Oh, with the Azalea Festival, we're having a float. Are you having a float?
No, we won't.
Entry in the parade?
No,
okay, just curious.
Yeah.
Oregon South Coast fishermen are having entering a float in the parade again for the third time. The bar is set pretty high. The first year, the float won best in class, and last year it won best overall, I believe.
Very cool.
So those very guys good. Have their work cut out for them. One thing I would mention, though, I don't think a lot of people are aware of it, and it's not that way very often, but it can happen. With all that siltation that came down the river and that sandbar that's sitting just outside the jaws, we went fishing 4 days in a row last week. Saturday was supposed to be just nice and flat and smooth out there. So we thought this is the day, but it wasn't. It was a little sloppier than they forecast. There were some fair swells and mixed swells, and the combination of that with that low tide going across that bar, there were some big rollers there for a little sport boat like ours or mine.
Yeah.
And pretty exciting going across that bar. I saw the boat in front of me. He was bigger than me, and he took two waves over the bow pretty hard. So
be careful
beware.
Out there when
there
you're
was no
fishing.
Bar
yeah.
restriction. Yeah, until the Army Corps gets down here and gets that cleaned up. It's something to be aware of.
Better, okay.
Might look before you leap.
Good advice. Well, thank you much, Leonard. Always a pleasure having you come on board here and give us a report from the Oregon South Coast fishermen. And we'll be seeing you in a couple more weeks. Well, somebody.
I'll see you on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. Right? Sounds good. It sounds good. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. Well, all right. Well, hey, there's guest number one, and we've got guest number two coming on right now, Mr. Michael Fitzcampbell. He's going to be talking about the disc golf going on here in the area. What you got news for us there?
Well, the big news, since we're talking Azalea Festival, is coming up next weekend, is once again, Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association will be hosting some lessons for people who have never played disc golf before or would like to refresh what they learned last year. We had a great success last year. And we're simplifying it a bit. This year, there won't be a tournament afterwards. We'll just put on a short game with about 3-4 easy holes at Azalea Park. You call it disc golf, you call it frisbee golf, whatever you call it, you're throwing a plastic disc. And most everybody's played with a frisbee. Disc golf isn't that much different, but the discs are a little different. Some of them go a lot faster than your frisbee ever thought of going. Some of the discs look pretty much like a frisbee, and you use those for putting, short range. But, you know, no matter how you do it, if you get out there and throw one, you're having fun. But if you want to show up for the lessons, which will start at 11 o'clock, somewhere around the ball field closest to the band shell, you'll learn better ways to throw them. And when you learn how to throw them better, they go farther. And they don't go straight up in the air and come straight down the way mine do. I have not benefited from lessons. I mean, I know what I'm supposed to do, but telling my body what to do and having my body do it is not always the same thing.
That's a big craze going on. I know it's been going on for a few years now, and I see people out there all the time playing. I myself haven't. I'm a golfer, but I haven't went out and did the disc golf yet, so I'm going to have to try that. But I've been to some of the shops where they carry like the stuff for it, like the discs and everything, and there's different sizes, different weights, everything like that. So I know it's a big technical thing and all that good stuff, but it's fun. But it looks like it's fun, it's fun. And it's everybody's out there with their bags and everything, like they're carrying golf.
Yeah,
like,
well, it's a lot less expensive than ball golf, that's for sure.
Guarantee. So,
and granted, the discs are more expensive than balls, but the overall equipment is a lot less. You don't get to use a golf cart in most cases because the courses are shorter.
Sure.
So you're actually out there just walking and enjoying the fresh air. I mean, I don't care what my score is, to be perfectly honest. I compete in an occasional tournament, but I'm only competing against myself.
There you go.
I'm not interested in being the number one disc golfer on the coast. I know the guy who probably is, and he's going back to the Nationals. And he will be there. Ron Cole, a.k.a. Yoda, will be there teaching some of the lessons.
Oh, very good. Very good. Now, when does this all start? When does this take place?
This will be at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay. 11 o'clock on Saturday. Well,
I think if we follow last year's patterns, the lessons lasted about a half hour to teach you how to throw a driver properly, which is your distance disc, a mid-range, which is exactly what it says, and then the putter, which, as I said, sort of looks like the Frisbees that we all grew up with.
Very cool.
And that's short range. But there's different techniques for each one, and Ron and the folks helping him will be happy to show you what should be about the best technique. And Ron is professional enough. He's going back to New Jersey in a couple of months to compete at the national level.
Very cool. Very cool.
So, hey. I hope to see everybody out there. I'll be running a small 10x10 tent. It'll say Southern Oregon Disc Golf Association. We'll be happy to provide you with information and direct you over to where the lessons are going.
Right on. Well, hope you have a great turnout there, Michael. Thanks for coming on and spreading the word about that.
Yeah, and show up at McVeigh Park every Sunday at 2, and we run a game there every Sunday.
There you go. You heard it here, folks.
You heard it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Okay,
have a great
you,
one.
Bruce.
All righty. Well, always nice to have guests in the house here and everything like that. But now it's time to get on with the show, huh, Kat?
Yeah. Let's look at the music schedule for May. So at the 101 Bar and Grill on Mondays, they have steak served all day and night. Tuesday is Taco Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. or till supplies run out. And they also have a karaoke night that night with Scott Perry, starting from 8 o'clock until closing. Wednesday's another karaoke with Scott Perry from 8 to close. On Thursday, they have their enchilada special and open mic night with Scott Perry. Friday, they have their DJ and drink specials. Saturday is another DJ night. And on Sunday, they have karaoke with Scott Perry from 8 to midnight.
Yeah, and then Latitude 42 Sports Bar and Grill, they got happy hour every day from 4 to 6. Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday, dine in only till 8. Wednesday, it's Hump Day with Wings, dine in only till 8. Thursday, it's karaoke from 9 to midnight. Friday, it's Weekend Kickoff Friday Beer Flights. Saturday, it's Bucket O' Beer Specials. Sunday, it's NASCAR Loaded Bloody Memories from 11 to 4. On the 25th, they got Black Salt Tone, going to be playing at 9 p.m.
And at the Inateca, they have Trivia Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. On the 25th of this month, they'll also have Grey Daisies beginning at 8. And on the 31st of this month, they'll have the Italian Guys.
Yeah, and at the Porta Pints Brewing, they're going to have on the 24th, John Garrett at 8 p.m. On the 25th, the Joint Chiefs at 8:30. On the 26th, Francisco Bobadilla at 7. And on the 31st, the Blarney Man at 8.
And at the Vista Pub in Brookings, they have jazz on Thursdays, all music starting at 7 p.m. And on the 24th of this month, they'll have Luke Matheson.
Yeah, and at the Laughing Clam up in Grants Pass on the 24th, they got Sherilyn Gould Smith at 7. And then she'll be playing again on the 25th at 6. And then on the 31st, they've got Tim Mitchell Band at 7 p.m.
And at the Checo Brewing Co., Wednesdays is Hoppy Hour from 5 to 7 p.m. And on the 21st of this month, they'll have trivia at 6 p.m. On the 23rd, Rap Brush beginning at 5:30. And on the 24th and 25th, they'll have Rock the Checo at Checo Brewing Co. On the 24th, they'll have the Grey Daisies. And on the 25th, they will have Luke Matheson and Scott William Perry. On the 31st of this month, Long Goddard will be there at 6 p.m. And on the 31st, Keith Jones at 5:30. And then, getting into June, on the 1st, they'll have Tiger Lily, beginning at 5:30 p.m.
I forgot the morale there for a second. Hey, that Long Goddard, that'll be on the 30th, but that's all right. You said 31st twice. Ooh, it's all right, though. Hey, it's Monday. It's good. People know that's when we tape. You got to take what you get. Hey, Sport Haven Marina Bar and Grill on Friday nights. They got Keith Jones at 5:30. On Saturday nights, it's Craig Evans at 5:30.
And Rap Brush is playing Tuesdays at Kuntai at 6 p.m., and he will be at Checo Brewing Co. on the 23rd.
Yeah, and then Lon Goddard on Wednesdays, he'll be at the Kuntai from 6 to 8, and on the 30th, he'll be at Checo Brewing.
And the Italian guys, Duo of the Year, Colleen Capitano, are playing Mondays at Kuntai from 6:30 to 8:30. They're also playing Thursday nights at Kuntai with Vocalist of the Year Frankie C. going solo at 6:30 p.m., and on the 31st, they'll be at Inateca at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, and then Tiger Lily, he'll be Wednesdays at the Star Lounge from 4 to 6. And then on the 1st, as we said, he'll be at Checo Brewing from 5:30 to 7:30.
And Connie Houston, One Note Short, is playing Fridays at Kuntai from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yep, and then Chris and Wendy, they're also playing at the Kuntai on Sundays.
And then Matt and Teal Play 25 Heartbreak Songs are playing on the 24th at Fat Irish from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And they'll also be at Kuntai on the 25th from 6 to 8.
Yeah, and at Backstreet Bar, they got Left, Right, Center going on. It's a game that they do Saturday nights at 6:30. And then on the 25th, Aurora will be making their reappearance here in town at 9 p.m.
And at Oxen Free on the 25th of this month, they'll have a performance by David Brookings.
Yeah, and there's so much for the music there. Very cool, very cool. And then on, let me see, got something handed to me, a public service announcement here. On Saturday, May 25th at 11 a.m., the U.S. Coast Guard's Auxiliary's Vessel Safety Check Season kicks off at the Port of Brookings Harbor Boat Ramp. Vessel safety checks are free of charge and include a comprehensive review of safety equipment, devices, tools, systems, and more. Vessels passing safety checks are awarded a Coast Guard auxiliary decal showing compliance during a safety check for that year. Don't miss it. It's free vessel safety checks at the Port of Brookings Harbor ramp this Saturday, May 25th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's your PSA. And now getting on here, we're going to get into the, before we get going on the show here, I'll get it out in a minute. Thank Lee Tooley at Town & Country Realty and, of course, the Oregon South Coast Fishermen for sponsoring the Insider Report. Thank you mucho. Couldn't do it without you. And if you out there listening and your business or your name would like to be on one of the shows there as a sponsor, all you have to do is go on to kciw.org and they'll guide you through. There you go. Hey, and now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
Well, I am not perfect. I procrastinate. I am shy and socially awkward away from the stage and the microphone. And I make mistakes that occasionally make my loved ones cringe. So, let it be established that I am capable of messing up a lot of things, much to my chagrin. But one thing I rarely mess up is bread. Whole wheat loaves, rosemary garlic rounds, cheese-studded focaccia. Through a decade of practice, I can now whip up a batch of bread to complement just about any meal. My fascination with bread making began with my great-grandmother Millie. I was fortunate enough to know the stately, soft-spoken woman into my teens, before she passed away in her mid-90s. Grandma Millie and Grandpa Ray lived out their final years in a neat single wide on a tract of land in the windswept hills of Lolita, California. My father always took my brother and I to visit them when we spent the occasional weekend at his place in Humboldt County. During that period in his life, Dad moved around a lot, never keeping one lease for very long, so the true homecoming was always the afternoon at Millie and Ray's. On those visits, my brother would learn the shock value of electric fences as he teased the horses that grazed on the edge of the property line, while I sat at Grandma Millie's weathered kitchen table, wolfing down slice after slice of dense, homemade white bread slathered in margarine and blackberry jam. Her bread was simple, but at 6 or 7 years old, it was the best I had ever tasted. This wasn't the aerated Wonder Bread that served only to enclose the contents of the PB&Js in my lunchbox. This bread had a heft to it, and a savoriness that made it as satisfying as a full-course meal. One day, when I asked for my fifth slice in a row, she showed me the ancient bread-making machine that was the secret to her success. Millie and Ray didn't have or need a lot of modern conveniences. They had lived in Northern California since the grit of the Dust Bowl chased them west in the 1930s. But a machine that took the prepping, kneading, and oven monitoring out of the equation was one of those rare exceptions, and I'll never begrudge her for it. She didn't leave much behind when she died, but I realized later on that I inherited a lot of things from Grandma Millie nonetheless. Now the tallest living woman in my family, I am also one of the few that inherited her almond-shaped eyes and high cheekbones, striking features for two women with such quiet manners of speaking. And while I am far more appreciative of my looks now than I was in my teens, the more valuable inheritance was the ethos that food is part of what makes a house a home, and the idea that something as simple and sustaining as a slice of bread can help to stabilize a turbulent world. I never found out what happened to that bread maker, but that didn't stop me from forging my own recipes. After all, it was never the bread I was trying to recreate, but the memories. Some friends came around for dinner last night, and the focaccia I served with the pot roast was quickly reduced to a pile of crumbs on the breadboard. And all I could think of in that moment was a pudgy little girl licking jam from her fingers, eagerly asking for more.
Yeah, hey, well, there's nothing like the smell of fresh bread cooking in the house when you walk in one. That's for dang sure. So good stuff. All right. That's glad to hear you didn't read a book. You made some bread. All right, that's good.
And the Brookings Harbor Garden Club have their annual plant sale and garden show going on May 25th from noon to 5 and May 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This will be at the Botanical Garden at the corner of Highway 101 and Old County Road.
Yeah, and the gypsies getting metaphysical with the ladies there who had a fantastic turnout this weekend at their festival. That was great. Very good to hear. Coming up on May 31st at 6:30 is a mindful meditation with Rosa. You can join the group for a loving gathering of good friends. For info, you can call 541-813-1882.
And now it's time for Funny Stuff with Famous People with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, hey, Albert Einstein's wife often suggested that he dress more professionally when he headed off to work. Why should I? He would invariably argue. Everyone knows me there. When the time came for Einstein to attend his first major conference, she begged him to dress up a bit. Why should I? Said Einstein. No one knows me there. I hope you enjoyed Funny Stuff from Famous People. Until next week, keep smiling. Hey, the Chetco Brewing and Brookings Harbor Wrestling Booster are presenting the Rock the Chetco Barbecue Contest. This is coming up on May 25th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Brookings Harbor High School Wrestling Booster Club and Chetco Brewing Company present the chance for you to strut your barbecue stuff. There'll be awards for first, second, and third in each category. Check-in starts at 8. Speaking of the Rock the Chetco, they got some events going on down there as well. They got live music going on at the port. They'll have the barbecue thing going on at the Chetco Brewing, bounce houses, artisan market, live music, as I said, food. There'll be 3 days of some fun going on at the port this weekend. So I just wanted to make sure and point that out and get it out there.
All right. And that's a great segue for getting into our announcement about the 80th Annual Azalea Festival happening May 24th through 27th. This year's Azalea Festival marks 80 years since the festival was founded, marking it a heritage festival in the eyes of the State of Oregon Heritage Foundation, and the Brookings Harbor Chamber of Commerce intends to make the very most of this very special honor. The festival takes place over Memorial Day weekend and promises lots of different things to see and do, including a parade through downtown Brookings, an art show, quilt show, and car show, a shrimp feed and pie sale, airport day, the Pioneer Citizen Reception, and much, much more. Of special note is the Grand Marshal for the parade, which this year will be David Brookings, great-grandson of John E. Brookings, who was president of the Brookings Lumber and Box Company, which founded the city in 1908. David Brookings will be traveling from his home in California with his family to attend the festival and preside over the parade. He is also a talented musician and will be featured in the Azalea Park program after the parade.
Hey, and the Brookings Harbor Community Theater at 15542 Highway 101 South in Harbor is presenting A Night on Broadway. This is coming up. Well, this is actually planned from May 24th through June 1st. Friday and Saturday showings are 7:30 and Sundays 2 p.m. A Night on a Broadway promises show tunes, comedy, and pie. The play, a fundraiser for the theater, is written and directed by Scott Graves and features 11 actors and 11 show tunes. A pie and ice cream social scheduled a half hour before each show is included in the ticket price. Story features two hobos camped in an alley behind a Broadway theater where auditions are happening. Silliness and bad puns fly as the hobos chat up the rejected actors exiting the theater's back door. Tickets are $10 for adults and for children 12 and younger. And then tickets are available at the door online at www.brownpapertickets.com or at Wright's Custom Framing and Art Supply in Brookings, New Wave Video in Harbor, and Del Norte Office Supply in Crescent City.
And Slugs and Stones and Ice Cream Cones is presenting the 26th Annual Slug Races at the Port of Brookings Harbor on May 25th. Races are to benefit local charity organizations. Registration begins at 2 p.m. and races will commence at 2:30 p.m. You can stay after the races to help them celebrate their 25th year in business and have a slice of birthday cake while it lasts.
Yeah, Del Norte High School Music is presenting a Little India Night. This is coming up May 25th with two shows, one at 5:30 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. This is going to be at the Elks Lodge at 356 8th Street in Crescent City. Come enjoy music and entertainment featuring DNHS music students, belly dancing, and traditional Indian flute. This is all combined with a full, authentic Indian meal featuring two shows, as I said, at 5:30 and 7. Profits are used in the form of scholarships for graduating seniors. Tickets on sale at Del Norte Office Supply.
And the Azalea Festival Car Show will be at the Port of Brookings Harbor on May 26th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be classic cars, rock and roll, a beer garden, motorcycles, raffles, food, and again, just to make it clear, they wrote again, a beer garden.
That's right. I wrote that twice because I think beer gardens are important. But that's all right. Apparently, that's all right. Can't leave home without one. All right. Hey, Harmony and Me Music presents Music Together, Babies and 100-Year-Olds Making Music Together in Brookings. Around the country, in independent assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and senior day programs, elders are bonding with babies and toddlers through music making created by the international award-winning early childhood music program, Music Together. And one of the most successful Music Together generation classes in the country is being featured here in Brookings, Oregon, and has spring classes are running at Good Samaritan Curry Village on Saturdays, at Azalea Gardens on Wednesdays. Spring classes are going on now, and scholarships are available by Harmony and Me Music Outreach for both classes. For info and to apply, call 541-661-2532.
And there will be a grant workshop for Del Norte and Curry County on May 29th from noon to 2 p.m. Come learn more about the grants available through the Wild Rivers Community Foundation and the Humboldt Area Foundation. Also, what staff are looking for in applications and how to apply. This event is open to nonprofits in Curry and Del Norte counties. This is in collaboration with the Native Cultures Fund. Please RSVP by calling Teshu Bamalin, Grants Assistant, at teshub@hafoundation.org or by calling 707-267-9914 or by calling 707-465-1238.
Yeah, hey, well, we just got the flying fickle finger of fate from the producers, so I want to give a shout-out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Ray Gary, for all their great work making us sound good. And that's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. Tune into the Magic of Musical History Tour this week as I set the focus old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. Yeah, see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on KCIW.org. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off, keep it real, and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam!
All right, we made it through. Yeah.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.